Hi everyone, my name is Riley and I am joined today by our newest HeyU team member, Diego.
Hi everyone, my name is Diego. I'm a sophomore here at the U majoring in marketing and I recently just joined the marketing and podcast team here at U Career Success. Today we sat down with U of U alumni and recent Utes Hall of Famer Robert Johnson, or Rojo for short. After his time at the U as a student athlete, Rojo graduated from the University of Utah in 2010 and was drafted into the NFL. While he no longer plays professional football as his full-time career, he is eager to share with us his journey from the field to becoming a full-time career coach here at the University of Utah's Career Success Center.
Welcome back to another episode of Hey You. Before we have our guest deep dive on his experiences and wisdom for students and student athletes specifically, we'll let him introduce himself.
My name is Robert Johnson. They call me Rojo. I'm from Los Angeles, California. And I came out here to the University of Utah in 2007 to 2010 is when I graduated with my sociology degree and my criminology degree. To backtrack a little bit, I am a junior college transfer, so I went to a JC or a community college for 2 years first. I got my AA degree, which is Associates in the Arts of Interdisciplinary Studies. So took all my general eds, you know, knocked those out the way. And then came out here from Los Angeles, like I mentioned, and first time leaving my neighborhood, first time getting on a plane, first time seeing snow. I was 20 years old and came up here to the University of Utah, or came to the state of Utah. And it was a shocker. It changed me completely, but it's made me a better person. And I was able to play football here as well and on a football scholarship. But I was able to get my degree as my main thing when it came to student, athlete. Student was the first thing, and then athlete. And then I was blessed and lucky enough to be drafted to the NFL, to the Tennessee Titans in 2010, a fifth-round draft pick. Played in Tennessee for 4 years, Nashville, Tennessee, fun place. But it was enjoyable, and then I find myself moving back here to the state of Utah and been just taking it all in. So it's been an awesome little experience of just going from California, Salt Lake City, Nashville, Tennessee, back to Salt Lake City.
It's the dream for many student athletes to be in the position Rojo was at the time of his graduation, to be drafted into one of the most popular sports in the U.S. And while he explained to us that it was quite an incredible opportunity, there's more to the ins and outs of this unique work environment for us to consider.
The experience that I will say, it's a business. You got to remember, it's a business. At the end of the day, yeah, we're professional athletes that's getting paid a certain amount of money to perform, you know, but at the end of the day, it's a job as well. Because the same way you can be drafted, have a contract, it can get voided. You can be released and switch teams in a heartbeat. So I had to understand that it was a business. And as much as I love football as my hobby, I had to remember that business overrides everything. And that was one of my shocking moments of when I was released. I was released because of an injury to my foot, a Lisfranc injury. It kind of threw me into this position of like, now what? Like, okay, sports is over. Now what do I do? And you get released, you know, your salary, your contract that you thought you have get voided. It get a split of a split. And it's just like, wow, like all the stuff I've done for the Tennessee Titans the whole time I was there, being loyal, having fun with my teammates, doing so much community work and things like that. The business does turn into what have you done for me now? So it hurt a little bit, but the experience was well worth it because it prepared me for life later on.
Through personal exploration, he was able to discover what he valued most in order to transition into his next big professional position. Now, he brings his newfound passions to students like you as a first and second year career coach.
It was like, who am I outside of football, or who am I outside being an athlete? It was tough. It was a really hard transition trying to figure out what is it that I want to do. And going through 6 different jobs, weird ones, you know, that doesn't match up to any of my degrees that I have. But it was all the experience in trying to figure out what is it that I would love to do. And then magically, I started understanding that I read a book called The Alchemist, and it just stuck out for me of like finding your purpose of life, like finding something that's your personal ledger, you know, like trying to figure out how to stay on this journey of something that's a purpose, that you feel that's a purpose, but it can kind of bleed you to different spots. The distractions can kind of happen. And I realized I enjoyed being around kids, like as in helping kids and sharing my experiences. And then all of a sudden I'm doing public speaking and I love it. And it's one of the easiest things for me to do, even though it's hard for some people. It's easy for me to talk to thousands of people because I played football in front of thousands of people. So it became really easy to kind of go that route. And I start to realize that my experiences, my life experiences, has been something good for other people to listen to and other people to, I guess, they run into something that I have already ran into. And talking to kids, like I was mentioning, training kids, doing that was right up the alley of this is a good hobby. And then all of a sudden, Katie reached out to me, Katie Abbey, our wonderful leader that has been coming up with this crazy plan of like how she want to go about things. But it's not as crazy when you look at it from the inside out, because we rebranding and we're really helping all the students. And I was like, yes, I'm in. Like, this is what I need to do. This is what I love to do. My personal mission, my purpose of life. This is something that I felt that was really good for me to start off at what I've been doing. And now I'm back at the U. I'm here. I'm a full-time Utah U. And now I'm like on the opposite end of the football field compared to not being a student. But now I'm in a higher ed where I get to help a lot of the students that's here.
We asked Rojo how his time as an athlete prepared him to coach students who are just beginning to navigate their first steps in career exploration. Among other skills, he noted the importance of relationship building, interviewing with confidence, and using your resume as a personal highlight reel.
Stuff that I've learned during football has been something very helpful to talk to students about. You know, understanding that maybe your first career job is not your forever. Understanding how to pivot from different things that have happened, like being able to compare it to football terms. You might have a bad play during that game, but then the game is never over. So I've been using that to talk to my students. It's like, you might make a mistake where you might feel like this degree might be like, oh, this is my all, but then is it something that you really love? And you know, you might make a mistake by taking the wrong internship. You might make a mistake by taking the wrong part-time job, but it's never too late to pivot and be able to do something different. So a lot of the things that I have learned during football and playing, as well as meeting different people, it's a lot of stuff that I've been teaching my students. Relationship building, being able to be confident in yourself when you're doing interviews, you know, being able to understand how to write that resume and pretty much tell your story, like tell the highlight of your life in your resume. It hasn't been hard, but it's still one of those things of I'm still learning how to be a better coach, just like the students are allowing me to be their coach.
For student athletes looking to transfer their team participation to their resumes and workplace experiences, this advice is for you.
A student athlete on a resume, and you can get a lot more attention than a normal just because of the student athlete. You know what it's like to have that grind. You know what it's like to have the grit, I guess they like to say. Like, you know what it's like to be a team player. And it seems like nowadays, as doing some of the studies and research that I've been doing, it seems like a lot of companies want more employees that can collaborate. Be a team player. Don't be selfish. You know, you kind of understand and learn that when you play in sports. The same thing that athletes have learned, and basically we embedded into us, like we're wired a little bit differently. A lot of companies love that. You just have to be able to have the confidence to show that you're coachable, or you can learn things, and on top of that, you're able to produce, which we naturally know what it's like to produce whatever it is that we're doing, because we can have that goal and we can make sure to like focus on that goal. But when you're in the corporate world, it's the same thing. You just got to look at it as the same thing, you know, results, money, revenue. That's some things that some of these businesses say like, hey, it's our biggest thing. But as an athlete, if you can trigger your mind into putting what you have learned in sports into the corporate world, you could be a one percenter, I guess what some people say. I would say like it will be for student athletes, but it'll be for students in general here at the University of Utah, is understanding how to relationship build, like, or building relationships. It's one of the best things to have, is that it's not about who you know, it's about who vouchers for you. So you can have that first impression with somebody that's really good and it's like, great, and they can be good. But what are they saying about you when you're not around? Sometimes some of those big paying jobs or those big companies, they will hire somebody that they felt that was authentic, or they felt that's normal, has a heartbeat, that's what I say, and they enjoyed what you have done for others. They will hire you before they hire somebody that supposedly have the resume that's out of this world, compared to, I know this person can get things done because I heard somebody else spoke about them. So it's about who can talk about you or who can vouch for you.
The connections you build on campus and with your team can be leveraged in the working world. Rojo emphasized the importance of nurturing authentic connections as a vital part of this process.
It's understanding how you have a lot of fans. It's a lot of people that wish that they can do what you have done or do what you're currently doing. But if you can be able to just build those relationships and nurture them, you know, and make it organic where it's not coming from like, hey, I need you. You can really build a lot and get the experience that you need when it comes to a career path that you're leaning towards. And something that I have learned here is the informational interviewing. That's something that a lot of us student athletes, I wish we understood that that was the word, because we ask a lot of questions. We talk to a lot of people, but what you're doing is informational interviewing, where you're learning what they do for a living. Do you love what you do? What's your time frame? What is the things that you don't like about your job? If our student athletes can make sure to start doing some of that, you can build those relationships through LinkedIn. Like I was mentioning, my Instagram, you know, being verified, it's like companies will sometimes attract to me, but I have to be able to use my professional network to use it in the right way. And branding yourself, pretty much, it's the same thing, branding. So being able to brand yourself in the right way, you can leverage those relationships and use them to anything you want to, as in getting experience, as in trying to understand something outside of sports. It's a lot of ways that you can brand yourself when it comes to leveraging what you have done playing sports, because you're always going to have a fan, whether it's an adult or a child. Somebody is going to be a fan of whatever you do because they watch you done it here at the University of Utah.
When asked about balancing athletics, academics, and career success, our guest had great advice for all students, those who participate in athletics here on campus, as well as those who do not.
Well, I mean, a normal student compared to a student athlete, they have their uphill battles, I would say. And a student athlete, our uphill battles is we're balancing two things, like I was mentioning earlier, is being a student and then being an athlete. And sometimes it can be very hard, because the same way that a normal student might have to wake up and go to work at a certain time, we have to wake up and go to work out. So it's like we got to work out at 6:15, and then we get done with working out at 6:15, turn around, got to go to class, and you got to make sure you're up, you know, and don't be going to sleep. You know, it's one of those, like, I'm tired, but I have to get it done. So as a student athlete, the stuff that I would share with them is that you got to understand that sports will end at some point. And when sports end, you got to have something that you can fall back on. So having a good base, having a good foundation, that's exactly where we come in at here at the U Career Success Center. It's like us being career coaches is something that can help these student athletes understand that enjoy while you can, because sports don't last forever. And that's one of the biggest things that I will tell a student athlete is to be prepared, like have something set up, because I wasn't prepared when I got done with the NFL. I mean, I didn't even have plans on going to the NFL, but it happened. And when it happened, it took 6 years away from me once I graduated. It took 6 years of just focusing on sports that by the time I started to get back in the working world, I wish I had these resources that was here that we're sharing to the students of the University of Utah, and not just, oh, student athlete, you're different. No matter what, you committed to the University of Utah to get your degree. So the goal is these resources that we have, we give them to everybody. You just got to make the time to do it. So that's what I would tell a student athlete, is that there's nothing wrong with reaching out for help. If you're not good at a resume, you know, you think you're confident enough when you get to these career fairs, but then you get overwhelmed because it's not like a football field or a sports thing. It's like, it's a lot. It's a fan fest when it comes to a career fair. Being able to answer interview questions, like being able to answer it the right way instead of answer it like you're talking to reporters. You know, it's a lot of different resources that we have here. And I'm lucky that I'm blessed enough to be here in this position with our U Career Success. And I'm able to share my experiences, but also be able to understand from an athletic perspective of what they're going through every day.
Hindsight is 20/20. There's a lot that we'll look back on as students and wish we had done differently during our time here. Thankfully, we have a successful Utah alum to reflect on his own time here at the U, with the hopes that it will motivate others to explore all that campus has to offer.
Let me think back, because the football facility is right there. It's off of Guardsman Way. I think I would have, it's not that I think, I'm 100% sure that I would have crossed over and go to the Union more. Start reading some of these different banners and flyers that's on the wall, because as a student athlete, you focus so much on just getting to class and then just getting back to the football facility where you're comfortable at. And this is me talking from a football perspective, but getting back to the football facility and just kind of like chilling there, that a lot of these resources that I mentioned earlier, they're free to students. They're free to all students of the university. You just have to go look for it. And if I would have known this, I don't think I would have went through 7 different jobs after the NFL, but I think I would have had a better understanding of who I am as a person outside of sports, because I was tagged as the NFL player. You're an NFL player. You know, and it's like, I roll with it. But then when you get released, you're back to your first name and your last name. You might have a nickname like me, like Rojo. You know, I'll take that. But, you know, it's one of those things of just like, I wish I would have took advantage of the resources that was here at the university for all students, compared to just thinking student athlete is different from the normal student body.
While some student athletes do have the opportunity to go pro, many graduate college and pursue alternative careers. For those athletes who are looking to keep their passion for their sport alive, Rojo shared some alternative career paths that you may not have thought of already.
Nowadays, it's a whole lot of different paths. Sometimes you can do stuff that's to do with stats. Like you could be a reporter, but not like a deep in front of camera reporter. You can be behind the scenes taking down stats and doing film study, as in football players. We love watching film. So watching film and breaking down like the percentages of a formation that a team is in. Or, you know, you can go back further too, as in like being a youth coach. That's something that's really cool. Or what I'm doing right now, as in just like sharing my experience. I feel like career is cool, but then I still have coaching within my title, which makes me feel like I'm still doing something that's athletic. But it's just being able to understand that there's things out there. You just have to go find it, because they have internships, part-time jobs. You have to be able to take advantage of the resources and be able to go test out things, because it's okay to make a mistake. Like in life, nobody's perfect. So you get to make a mistake and like try to figure out a way to fix it. But I say, make sure to go out and find some stuff that has to do with sports. And it doesn't have to be upfront camera facing. It could be behind the scenes. And as long as it makes you happy and you're passionate about it, you can stick around sports.
We want to thank Utah alumni and NFL superstar Rojo for joining us today to share his experiences, advice, and hopefully inspire students and student athletes to start taking a proactive approach to kickstarting their career.
Thanks again for listening. Be sure to leave a like, follow, and share this episode with your friends. Once again, I'm Riley.
And I'm Diego.
And this has been another episode of
Hey You!